This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, welcome back. BetQLU. I'm John Martin. He's RJ Choppy. We are breaking down Saturday's games here on the show of the second round. We're already in round, man. It goes quick, doesn't it, RJ? Second round of the NCAA tournament. So picking up where we left off, 4:30 Central Time, 5:30 Eastern. Number one seeded North Carolina takes on number nine seeded Michigan State. North Carolina, a 3.5 point favorite over at BetMGM. As we know, Michigan State took Mississippi State back to the woodshed, said, "Have you forgotten who I am? I am Tom Izzo." And this is his 20th career opening round tournament victory. I believe the stat was no one in the history of college basketball, either in the history or active, I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it's history, has won as a higher ranked seed in a game than Tom Izzo. With that being said, RJ, does the party continue with Sparty, or can North Carolina, Armando Bacot, and RJ Davis put an end to it?
I don't think picking Michigan State here is a smart idea. I'm stunned at the number. Stunned. The number's 3.5. Really? This blows me away. I looked at some of the other lines. There are other lines in this same weekend that are double this, and this one seems like way more of a blowout. And I don't think this game is going to be a blowout to begin with, but this seems like a much bigger margin of victory than some of the other ones. I don't understand how this is only a 3.5 point spread. I would be all over Carolina, and I will be all over Carolina 3.5. The fact that it hasn't moved to 5 or 6 by now stuns me and makes me wonder what the sharps are doing with their money. Am I missing something here?
I think you probably have you have some narratives at play, which is that Michigan State was a preseason team that, you know, they're probably looking more like that, and you don't want to forget that in these settings. But yeah, I don't know. I'm in a pretzel over it. I mean, I could see Michigan State winning this game. I mean, we've seen that Tom Izzo do it before. Really? I could see it, man. I mean, they got guards and they're feeling good now. Yeah. I've been sour all year long. I've been out on them all year long. But, you know, the reality is that they're here now. And when that happens, it can be dangerous when you have a team that, you know, starting to believe. So I don't have a great feel on it, honestly. Like, I'm also not super – I think another reason here is I'm not super high on Carolina. I think Carolina is really top heavy, and you get past the top two, and there are a lot of questions, right? Like, am I going to be able to count on Harrison Ingram every night? Am I going to be able to count on Cormac Ryan making his shots? I mean, at home, yeah, you know, at a neutral site, that's the thing about the NCAA tournament. It's equalized, bro. It's equalized. Everybody's on a neutral. Everybody's on weird rims, you know, and that's where it gets a little tough.
So, because, like, if you look at the other spreads, like, in order to believe that, and I don't disagree, but I'm saying, like, you think Creighton is a better, you know, more of a lock to beat Oregon or Gonzaga over Kansas or Tennessee over Texas than Carolina over Michigan State? I don't know. It's hard for me to jive with that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because, again, we saw this Michigan State team just kind of waddle through Big Ten play. But, you know, It's Izzo. And I know that's like the most cliche thing you could say, but they do have, you know, really good players, and they were projected a preseason top five team. So I think you have to kind of keep that in mind when you're going through the handicap here. Is I don't want to go too crazy, even if they under, you know, because is it a situation like, and I'll bring up an NFL example, but is it a situation like the Chiefs, who throughout the regular season, you know, I mean, really underwhelming, right? I mean, they lost to the Raiders at home on Christmas. Like there were times where we were like, this, there's no prayer that this team with these receivers can ever get to the Super Bowl. And then playoffs start and we see another level, right? We see another level of Andy Reid, we see another level of Patrick Mahomes. And I'm just wondering, was that the approach with Michigan State? That's why I think there is a little bit of vibe here on them. You know, and we'll see where it goes from here. But I think that would be my argument, at least.
Yeah, I can't kill it. I mean, I agree with it. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm surprised. I think my reaction is more that of surprise than anything else. Like when I first saw this, when I first thought of this line, I was like, okay, this is going to be 7.5, 8.5, 9.5. You know, to get it there at 3.5, I think 4 at certain places. I think I was just taken by surprise a little bit.
Yeah, no question. And we'll see. It'll be a great game to sit back and watch. All right, let's go to Omaha in the East region. Number 2 seed Iowa State taking on Washington State. Drake just with a complete meltdown last night. Despite being up 8, Washington State comes all the way back and gets the job done against Drake. So heartbreak for those guys once again. And now they get an Iowa State team that is the Big 12 champs that covered in their first game. Iowa State -7.5. Washington State got their first tournament win since 2008, RJ. Are they just happy to be here at this point, or can they push this Iowa State team?
They're not just happy to be here. They could play. I think Iowa State's just too good. I think it's one of those games that's probably about a 3 to 5 point game for most of the time. And then Iowa State ends up, you know, winning this thing by 9. You know, it's going to be in one of those games. It's within the margin of error, so I may stay away from it as a whole. Mm-hmm. But if I had to pick down one of them, I would take Iowa State. They're too good.
Yeah,
look, they're a good team.
Iowa State got absolutely jobbed by being put in the same region as UConn. And I'm a soapbox here a little bit, but if I was a team like Iowa State, like Houston, like UConn. Well, I won't use a Big East example because they care in a way that other schools don't, but or other conferences don't. But if I'm a school that's firmly in, I'm a 1 or 2 or even maybe a 3, I'm not playing any starters in my conference tournament. I'm not doing it. I'm going to let the backups play.
Really?
Because what the committee showed everybody this year is that unless you steal a bid, they're not even paying attention to conference tournaments. Because if they were, okay,
right,
then Iowa State would be a 1, in my opinion. Iowa State would be a 1. And at the very least, they would not be in the same region as the top number 1. That team absolutely destroyed Houston in the title game. I mean, not just beat them, but destroyed them. Won 2 times over Houston this year. There ain't a school in the country that can say that. Houston, who was number 1 all year long for the most part, only 1 team beat them twice, and they're in the same region as UConn. So if I'm a legitimate school that's got their tournament fate sealed and I'm in, I might as well just get my guys some extra rest. I have nothing to gain. I have clearly nothing to gain from playing in these conference tournaments, because with a win, I wind up where I was going to be anyway.
Yeah, I think it depends on the situation. Like, you know, North Carolina got a 1 because of their conference tournament. Like, Tennessee was on the 1 line, and they got beat down pretty good their first game, and Carolina won a couple, and they get in as the 1. I like the way the committee does it. I value the regular season far more than a weekend on a neutral site. A lot of things can happen.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know it's more resemblance of the NCAA tournaments. You should take that into effect. But, you know, the conference championships, everybody keeps saying, oh, you know, UConn got screwed. They got four conference champs in their bracket. Well, no, they didn't. Auburn wasn't a conference champ. They won a conference tournament. Iowa State wasn't the conference champ. They won a conference tournament. I don't care how you are over three days. I care how you are over 3 months. So,
yeah.
It didn't bother me that I never felt like offended that Iowa State didn't get a one. I would have put Carolina ahead of them. I would have put Tennessee ahead of them. I would put Arizona ahead of them. I mean, they proved it over the course of a season. Iowa State was never once discussed for a one seed. Not a single time over the last 6 months. You can't go from that to a one seed over 3 days. I don't jive with that. So I have no issue with where they were put.
I just think they should have not been in the same region as UConn. If you're going to put them as a two, don't put them in the same region as the number one overall. That's all I'm saying. If that's where you're going to be anyway.
Yeah. Nobody wanted that two. That's the most thankless two out there. The two against UConn, you shouldn't even show up.
No doubt about it. I mean, I don't know if it's like that, but it is a tough road to hoe. There's no doubt about it. All right. How about this matchup? I mean, the idea that we have this is just, quite frankly, unbelievable. But in a second-round matchup with the rights to a Sweet 16 appearance on the line, we have DJ Burns and the 11-seeded NC State Wolfpack versus the 14-seed Oakland Golden Grizzlies. Oakland wins their second ever NCAA tournament game. They were I saw the money line price everywhere from 575 to 700. I mean, it was all over the place. NC State, hottest team in America, and NC State is a 5.5-point favorite, RJ. Somebody's destiny, unfortunately, has to end. Whose will it be?
I think I like Oakland. I think I like Oakland here. I know NC State's red hot. And they now have more home wins. They have more wins in the place formerly known as the MCI Center in D.C. than the Washington Wizards do this year. I know they have more home wins than that. And they got it in a weekend. But I like Oakland. I think Oakland covers this spread here. I will take the golden whatever they are, the Golden Flashes or Eagles or whoever. Give me Oakland, which is not – at the Bay Area. It's not in California. It's in Michigan.
That's right.
Give them the win.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I did play the under on this one. I think this is probably going to be a tighter game and a less wide open game than the one Oakland played against Kentucky, because that's just the way they play. I think NC State is going to try to feed the big fella and really slow this down and pulverize with his size. And if they are successful in doing that, and Golkey doesn't have, 10 threes again, I think this is an under.
Yep.
I do hate that one of these teams has to lose. I truly do. But it also speaks to the absurdity of the sport, right? RJ, I mean, Kevin Keats was a guy who, if you just said, at the beginning of March, hey, he's a game away from a, double-digit seed from being in the Sweet 16, it's crazy. I mean, they were talking about his job. And now, again, you go to a Sweet 16, everybody's feeling good again. I mean, it's just – that's the beauty of this sport, is if you get in this thing and you get an invitation to this party, you can turn your whole career around in 1 year.
There's a saying on the PGA Tour, 4 days will change your life. 1 weekend will change your life. Same thing here.
Yeah.
If you're a coach at Oakland, if you're a coach at Wisconsin, Milwaukee, if you're at Southern Illinois and you get a little bit – Andy Enfield at Florida Gulf Coast, Bruce Pearl when he was at Wisconsin-Milwaukee, there are countless – I mean, Dan Hurley himself did the same thing.
Yep.
Shaheen Holloway at St. Peter's. You go from mid-major coach to big-time Power 5 coach overnight.
Yep.
This the 40 minutes will completely change your life here. And, you know, I mean, for Dan Monson, it did that for a week, you know, when he was at Long Beach State, when he won their conference tournament, the Big West. You know, it changed everything for him. It's a wild time of year. It's a great time of year, though.
Yes. It is the best. And it's why, you know, we love this tournament because it can make dreams, it can break dreams. Because we've already seen both sides of that, right? We saw Cal, heartbreak hotel for him, and Oakland and NC State are going on, and one coach is going to re-galvanize his fan base and be extremely happy and probably be rewarded with either a better job or a new contract. That's the way it works. I don't make the rules. All right, lots more to come. We have a few more games that we need to touch on. We'll get to it's the UT off. It's the UT Bowl.
Yeah.
The Orange Bowl. Tennessee, Texas, Duquesne, Illinois, Oregon, Creighton. Get into those games and a whole lot more on the other side. You're watching BetQLU. We'll be back after this.